Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My name is Olive Tucker, and I'd like to welcome you to the Tuck In podcast. Each week, myself and my two sisters tuck into different life subjects with three different points of view.
Hi, I'm Sandra, and I'm the middle sister.
I'm Catherine, and I'm the eldest.
And in this episode, we are going to tuck into the limits, and I'm going to take this limitless.
Oh.
So, I know it might make you giggle or it might make you nervous.
Nervous?
Nervous. Okay. What is your limits? I'm going to start off light and easy.
Okay.
So picture the scene. You're sitting down with your family, kids, non-kids, your man, dad could be sitting there. You put a movie on and a spicy sex scene comes on.
Oh, no.
Are you crying and dying inside? Or are you like, get the remote, quick, shut your eyes? Or are you sitting there letting it happen and just embracing it?
I'm going out to make a cup of tea.
Are you, Sandra?
Yes, I am. And that's what I used to do as a kid.
So, put kettle on.
Oh, yeah. You're sitting in the living room. Man, dad's watched something. And, you know, the big telly.
Gets a bit spicy.
I'm like, oh, anybody want a cup of tea? And I go out and then you boil the kettle about three times.
Now, what was it?
Oh, God. Well, I probably remember 10, 11, 12. Like, me, and my dad would be the one. Where's the remote? Oh, Jesus, Olive, where's the remote control? But I'll be in the kitchen making the tea because I don't want to go in. And I'm like, is it safe to come in? Yeah. Is it safe? And my dad's like, yeah, come on in, you come. But I would be that. Oh, I would be, if the kids are in watching, I'd be like, oh, do you want to turn that off? Oh, what age is this? That shouldn't be on.
Yeah, I'm
do you know
I'm
what I mean? What are you?
What age is this?
Yeah.
Is this appropriate?
Definitely.
Is this age appropriate? And they all look at me.
Oh, catching this real skill teacher skill. Yeah, but is this age appropriate?
Yeah, because like we have a 10-year-old and an 18-year-old. So you're kind of trying to meet in the middle. So I'd be like, right, we could do 15s, but then I'll Google to see. And on Google on the IMDb, it comes up and gives you like nudity, whatever. So I'm like, and then I'd be winking going, don't think this is going to happen.
Yeah, but
now, sex scenes is one thing. And then you've got blood and guts.
Oh, blood and guts,
blood and guts,
yeah.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's too gory, then it's coming off on my own personal reasons, not for the kids, because
so
I don't want to watch it.
If, you know, you're sitting there, you're watching it, and they're getting a bit raunchy. So, you know, there's
the kisses are coming.
Yeah, the kisses are coming.
And then you can feel the tension, like, get it off.
Are you giving your husband the eyeball and going,
Watch? I'm daggers, not eyeballs. I'm like, all I'm trying to do is launching across the couch.
He'd be quicker than I would probably. Get that off.
Really?
Like, oh yeah, turn that off. Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
No, I don't find it uncomfortable. I'm like,
how old are we talking to kids though?
But like, to be honest with you, we're in the middle now of, you know, obviously mine are 6 and 10 at the moment, and we're watching family movies, and we've actually gone through where we're actually watching films that we watched years ago.
Yeah,
that there's a few spicy scenes in, or not even that. Like, you're seeing people topless. So say for example, if you know the boobs are out and you're watching, like, I don't knock it off because I'm just like, okay, lads, it is what it is. Like, you know, and like, I can see them giggling and having a little
hee. Oh, they're having a great time.
But like, if we're talking on a bit of nudity, are you knocking it off?
I think I would knock it off.
It's a full on sex scene, it's going off.
It's going off.
100%. Yeah, okay. I know that.
Well, I'll give you an example. The other night, my little fella's watching the something on Netflix, and it's about nature. It's about animal, you know.
Oh, they're not humping. Are they humping? Oh,
well, Jesus, this no. is what I'd say. Exactly. Now, look at the expression. Look at is your
the,
reaction.
Is it the animals?
It's the animal. It's yeah, not.
Some of the animals are a bit fucking on. It's not
even, we didn't even get to the humping part. It was the whole
build up
to it, and the woman and the warden she was using, it was two penguins, waddle, waddle, waddle. And she's going,
so Mr. Penguin's getting a little bit randy.
I was like,
oh, Jesus,
no. Hello. I said, what age is this? And like that, I hit pause, I research, it's PG. And then, my daughter's gone, ah, she's a comedian that does that. I was like, oh, no.
It's not very funny.
And then the waddle, waddle, waddle's going on, and she's going, because he likes a bit of the lady of the night.
Oh, God, are they getting spicy, the penguins? Oh,
see, they're opening the can of worms towards them.
But then she's explaining the whole mating scene as if the male penguin's gone out in the middle of the night to get a lady of the night, and he's paying her with stones.
I know that, stop. Sandra. What are you watching?
I'm telling you. And you see him
with
the stones.
So this is not his partner.
She's watching animal porn.
I'm not.
That's what she's watching.
I was like, we need to get that off.
She's watching animal porn.
Animal porn.
Like, it's animal porn. Like,
it's not animal porn.
Sandra, back at waddle, waddle, waddle. And the kids
are watching it. I swear to God. I had to. No, so that made me uncomfortable, and there was no even animal humping going on.
Oh, come here. Was there any follow-up questions? I love a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at that stage where my two are, well, one of them's Eager Beaver, but I love a follow-up question. I'm going to give you the laugh, right? So we were, my house is open plan, we were having the yaps. I don't know how the conversation about swingers came up, but the word was used, yada, yada. And, you know, about 10 minutes later, the little one comes back and says, what's a swinger? And I just straight off the bat went, that's someone that's afraid of heights and doesn't go to parks with swings because they don't like to be on the swings. And my husband looked at me and was like, I was like, I know. No, that was a cracker from me. And she just went, okay.
You see, yeah. One to go and rule is give an answer. Any kind of an answer.
Yeah.
If you leave them hanging.
I don't know. You can't say I don't
that's
know.
That's when the can of worms is open and you can't close it. It's like my eldest, and going back years and years ago, and he asked me what a blowjob was.
Oh, Jesus, oh, sweet Mary, and Joseph.
And I remember looking at him and I nearly fell off the fucking couch.
Especially you, because you're real prudish.
Yeah. And I was like, right, what do I do here? So, and all I said was, that's a type of oral sex. You don't need to worry about it.
Oh my God,
how old is he? He's about 6 or 7. Yeah, 7 or 8, maybe.
You've real, like, I'm getting strict school teacher vibes from you.
It's very matter of fact.
Yeah. No, but I was like, if I tell him that, it answers the question. It's kind of giving a little into it. He won't ask anymore because he'd be embarrassed.
Do you know what I'd have said?
And
you
didn't
ask. Do you know what I'd say? I don't know. You'll have to ask her that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'll pass it on like that.
I'd die a death if one of mine came and asked me.
Because if he went to his dad and asked him, his dad gave him the whole regalia. Yeah. I didn't want that either. He's too young.
And they can have that moment.
Let's bonding.
Yeah.
Pass that on.
Yeah.
Well, you had no problem giving him the whole.
Yeah, well, I just. It was
Sandra didn't know what you were going to say there.
Give him the whole.
No.
I'm down. Now, this is at the taking a turn at Albuquerque.
No,
and I'm not feeling
not
comfortable.
Not talking full on boards and bees here for a 6-year-old. That ain't happening.
Yeah, I wasn't going down that road, but I did have to answer the question.
No.
So I just said, it's a type, which meant it was more than one.
So you're lucky he didn't come back and say, well, what's the other types?
Well, if he'd have said what's oral sex, I'd have said it's a type of toothpaste.
A type?
I'd have said oral B, it's a type of toothpaste.
No, but
I'd have made something out of that.
He'd obviously heard it in school or something. There must have been talk about it. Like, he wasn't hitting me because he didn't know. He was trying to see a reaction, I think.
And they're all talking about it in school.
Yeah, especially boys.
The number 69 has been thrown around my house all the time.
No, I'd have a heart attack.
And not because they know what it is. It's just like, oh, my favourite number is 69, man. It's like, stop it. Why? And then the older ones are going, why is he saying that? Yeah. Well, he doesn't know.
But come
here. I'm not going to sit there and explain it to him.
Yeah.
Not a hope.
They're just very curious.
I'm of the impression that, now, within reason, you know, within limits, let me say,
yeah.
I am of the, I like an open house. Like, I do like a little
I love
gig.
An open house.
I do. Like, I do want them to come and ask me things. If I'm not ready, never mind you, if I'm not ready to tell you, oh, I'm making up a story here.
So,
like, I thought that swinging story was a cracker.
You liked it?
Oh, come here. I have another view as well. Like, I just, so the other little lamb chop comes to me and says, like, what's a period? Like, what is this? And I was like, well, it's what the Americans say when they finish something. So they say, that's the end of a period, now done. They wiped their hands of it. And she went, oh. And I went, yeah, that's it. It's just like a full stop in America. Period. Done. She
God
went,
love okay. When sex education
you
comes
didn't tell her.
Miss, I know what period
I
is.
I tell her.
No, listen.
You do have to tell her.
I will tell her age appropriate.
She's age appropriate now.
Yeah, well, that was like last year.
Even
she
still.
She would have been age appropriate then.
Listen,
it's coming out heavy and fast.
Come here, listen.
Literally.
Listen to me.
Right.
Listen to me. Mm. I'm all for the open house, but I'm all about the teachers opening up that window and then I'll climb through it.
No, I think she need. No. You need to be letting
well,
her in.
You know
now.
What yous can do is aunties, sit her down.
I have no
conversation.
Problem sitting her down with that conversation. Yeah, no. Because I had to have that conversation with my little one because she asked what a tampon was.
Yeah, but do you ever remember having that conversation with your mum and dad?
I remember no, I don't. Being very green around that whole area. It was like tiptoed around. We didn't even do it in school.
But do you not remember but getting, older, do you not remember getting a no to go to the shop?
No.
And it'd say ST on it. And I used to think it was my initials because that was my initials.
Oh my God.
I mean, like, and you'd be getting a brown paper bag.
Oh no.
Yeah, I remember that. Go to the shop and the man will sort you out. Give that to them in the shop.
But come here, that's a good one. Like, would you send your kids to the shop to get your Tampax?
Yes, I would 100%.
Oh, absolutely not.
Of course I would. Why not?
Oh, they're all grown, they use them themselves.
I get to myself in my shop.
Yeah. I'd obviously get to myself in my shop, but if I can't get out, I'd say if you're going to shop and you pick us up some of them. Absolutely 100%.
Oh, Jesus, I wouldn't do that.
Would you not?
No.
Well, why?
I just wouldn't do that.
Why? I need to know why.
Because I pick up me little bits and pieces myself. I always have stashes in anyway. But I'm not sending me little lamb chop down the road with a little ST sticker.
Well, no, you wouldn't do that nowadays. Stick on the forehead. You that man will talk you. No. But I would definitely. I have. Would I you have done in the past.
Yeah, well, no, I do. I used to shop.
My husband even gets them. My husband will go and get them for the kids.
You have to. It's part of life.
Part of life. I don't understand
why. No, I don't know how I feel about that now.
It's just like buying a deodorant.
But you're making something out of nothing.
Am I?
Yeah,
100%. I think you really
are. You need to face this head on. It's coming at you, as I said. So you just do it.
She's going to have to buy it herself. Pick me up a box while you're there. Mind you, you're probably going through the change. You won't have to.
Well, considering you have yourself marinating in the gel, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
lately.
You might be swimming in it.
Right, well, I think that's a little bit inappropriate. I don't know about that limits for me, but I'll work on that. I'm willing to take that on board.
Should, yeah,
I don't
think 100%. No, definitely.
You need
it's
to work
just like
on that.
Buying a bag of potatoes.
Oh, God, no, it's not.
It is.
Sandra.
It is. Part of shopping.
Just put them on
it's
the
part
counter.
Of shopping.
Well, I go in, I buy five or six
no,
packs.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you're not buying them. I hear that loud and clear.
You're just not sending the kids to buy them.
No. Like, if they want to buy themselves some grand in the day, I'm not selling them.
Like, do you feel a little bit, ugh?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not getting them to go down and buy Tampax for me. Oh, my God, it's wrong on every level. I think, personally, professionally
Jeez,
speaking.
I think you need to
no,
work
there's nothing wrong with
it. Do you think so?
No, yeah, I really
there's
do.
Wrong
yeah,
you
really,
need to stop. Carry on.
Catching, I don't know what you're saying, because there's no way any of your kids will be buying you Tampax. That's for damn sure.
I don't need them.
That ship has sailed. That ship has sailed.
Lucky you. Yeah. Lucky. Right, okay, so we'll move on from this just ever so slightly. How do you feel about coursing?
Oh, Jesus, it happens.
I can't even.
Right, let's look at it from two angles here, right? So do you find it like a little bit inappropriate when a film is on and it's just coursing? Are you all like, no, leave it. It's grand.
Leave it.
You're not knocking it off. So you're knocking it off for sex scenes or a little bit. You're going in to make three cups of teas for sex scenes, but you don't mind a bit of bad language.
No, because look at my house, we swear. Do you know what I mean? Like people, of course.
Yeah, Sandra, calm down. You're Irish, of course.
We swear. Anyhow.
We curse. Next of all, she's going to start saying trainers instead of runners.
Oh, I do say trainers.
Yeah, I say trainers
and you're
well.
Corrected every time.
Oh, so St. Stephen's Day. But anyhow, let's move
Boxing
on.
Boxing Day.
So, I would know. People come to my house and if they say a swear word, if they curse.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry about that. And my reaction all the time is, I say the same thing. Oh, they've probably heard worse.
Okay, so you're all right with that?
I'm fine. It doesn't bother me. Now, it would bother me. I think you've got a certain level of courses.
Do you think? We do.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
We do.
So, for example,
I will not have.
There's certain words that will not be in my house. See you next Tuesday is out.
Oh, no. Not
it's,
a hope.
It's out. You don't use it.
A kilo from dive. Someone used that
in my house. That's top shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't entertain that whatsoever. There's no need for it. Do you know what I mean? But if you're telling someone to fuck off, will you?
Yeah.
No, but I think, and no disrespect to anybody else, Irish people have a certain way with swearing.
That's just how we operate.
That's how we operate. Yeah. It's part of our lingo. It's part of our, you know.
In fairness, like Sandra, you're all right, do you know what I mean? But you have a vicious tongue.
Yeah, I know, but I can't. And I do try my best. And I do make like conscious decisions to try and not course, especially when I'm around people that I don't really know.
Yeah.
It just pops out.
I know.
I can't help
but
it.
As you said, it's part of our lingo.
I don't mean that I'm bad by it. It might be the odd fuck.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know because I'm like
this is a safe place.
Yeah. No, I do. I would the J's and fucking hell.
Yeah. Sure, my kids
say
J's
fucking all the time.
Well, come here. My kids don't say that around me because I repeatedly have been like, don't use the Lord's name in vain because my mum has that embedded into me.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
But anyway, I just say I don't mind coursing. It is what it is. And look, come here. I course more than anyone, so that's grand. But appropriate coursing, if there is a kind of a statement, I don't like when people speak inappropriate, or if I don't know someone and I'm in their company
yeah.
and they're starting to course like at that. Me like, ah, shut the fuck up. I'm like, sorry, excuse me.
That's a bit aggressive. Yeah. No.
Do you ever get when someone says that to you?
You don't need to take them.
Yeah.
You're like, but I think that's as well, that's tone of voice as well. Do you know what I mean? I think if I said, I'll shut the fuck up, will you?
You'd be offended by that.
Would you?
Yeah, like, what do you mean, shut the fuck up? Like, what do you mean?
If we're just having a general conversation.
Why would you tell me to shut the fuck up?
Because you're probably shouting at me.
You're probably
shouting at me. I'm always shouting at me. But just embrace me.
Shut the fuck up then.
Well, sometimes I don't want to listen to you.
Well, then just move on. Like, I don't know.
What would you like to say? Just calm down there.
No, that's even worse. That's even worse. You ever get when you're in an argument? Oh, kill me now.
Relax.
Well, you're telling me to relax. My toes are getting red.
Oh, yeah.
And my whole body is starting to like overheat. Yeah.
You need to calm down.
Yeah.
Don't fucking tell me to calm down.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go to 100 now.
Well, you're lighting the fire, aren't you? Go 0 to 100 in seconds.
Boom.
Yeah. But that's if you want to get Catherine to lose it. You say to her, Catherine, calm down.
Oh, that's head spins the whole lot.
I love. No love.
Oh, what about these?
I don't mind love.
Well, what about these people that have started saying to you, oh, thanks so much, Pe.
Oh, honey.
Oh, good girl.
No, I'm all right with Pe.
You're right with
No, I'm
girl?
Not all right with... No, I think that's disgusting, good girl.
I think it's awful.
I'm not okay with Pe either because I'm not an animal.
Yeah, I don't like... I think it's very condescending.
Chicken. Yeah.
Hey, hon. Not your fucking hon.
Yeah. No, good girl does my nutting. It's very patronising.
I don't think anyone would call me good girl.
No, I don't think they would. Good girl.
I think I'm all right there.
Yeah.
So we find that there's a limit on that. We don't mind cursing in front of our kids.
No.
We don't mind... If it's kind of done in it, I'm going to say it more of a softer way, but we're not here for shut the fuck ups and all that type of thing.
No, well, you're not, obviously.
No, I'm not. I don't like it. Do you know
I think the kids know as well, don't repeat it.
Oh, do you know what I don't like either? And especially around kids or anything like that. Do you ever get when you're out with a couple and they're having a little bit of an argument and then there's a bit of name calling going on?
Don't call
names. Or if the other person is saying to the couple, come here, shut up you. Like,
he's a prick.
I can't.
That's a prick.
Yeah,
that's
just wrong. Yeah, it's wrong on all levels.
No.
Yeah.
So I find that really uncomfortable. Like,
yeah,
do you know
100%.
What I mean? Like, there's a limit to that. Like, if you, all I know is that I don't have an argument with my partner in front of anyone because I just have to give the death stare, and then we will conclude whatever has been said
back
later
in
on in private.
Yeah.
And I think that's appropriate.
Of course it is.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas when couples start to argue in front of you and start being using name, I think it's probably because when the way we grew up that. My dad never called me my name. Like,
no,
we had a rule in the house, say no name calling.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and I'd even be a bit cautious even cursing in front of them, even though we do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
But if a couple start like lashing each other out of it in front of me, I'm weak. I have to exercise it.
Yeah. Of course it is. And it's a lack of respect, I think, as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but you get involved. Do you say, come in?
Absolutely not.
Don't call her that.
No, absolutely not. Because then what happens to them turn on you?
Yeah.
And then
that can happen.
Yeah.
But that happens all the time.
Yeah, no.
There's no point. You back away from that. Not a hope.
You just moonwalk out of that situation.
See you later. I leave you and your arguments on your own. That's what I'd like to see you later.
Yeah. Or when you finish having that argument. I do always say, come here, when you finish with your domestics, I'm over here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? A little bit light, easy.
So you've been in that situation?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, to be weak.
I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I'm...
Sometimes I'm around people and they say stuff and I go, oh, I don't like that. Like, I won't say it to them. Oh, maybe I might. Yeah. Or sometimes I have been saying... Sometimes what I will say is, come here, listen, wrong audience.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, that's
I've heard you say that.
Yeah, like if someone says something and I'm not feeling it or it's acting that I think, ooh, I don't like that, I go, come here, wrong audience here.
Yeah.
And then I'm immediately shut down.
Yeah, you have to, though. You have to... knock it off. It's not fair. It makes everybody feel uncomfortable and then it puts an atmosphere around everybody.
You're not ruined then. But come here then, I don't want it to get misinterpreted, that little bit of tongue in cheek. You know what I mean? Like,
there's a difference though, Wallace. Yeah. There's a difference with tongue in cheek and bleeding, sitting there and calling you whatever. Do you know what I mean? There's a huge difference there.
Don't like that.
It's embarrassing and it's
disrespectful.
Yeah.
But it's like even when families argue. Have you ever been out and a family argument like would happen?
Yeah.
Do you know, in a pub or something?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, oh, I'm out here. See you later. I'm not here for that.
When we argue at home, the whole lot of us.
We go from 0 to 10.
That's like serious shit.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we take off.
Yeah.
And then half an hour later, let's put the kettle on.
Yeah.
Like, give us a hug.
Give us a hug, yeah. Let's hug it out.
Are we kissing?
No, definitely not. But we do need time to simmer down, though.
Oh, we have to. Yeah, we have to.
And then, of course,
I have to process it. And, it's about everybody's like that. Yeah, I don't know.
If I'm having an argument with you, Sandra, you're 100% guaranteed that I'm FaceTiming Catherine saying, listen,
she is an absolute wagon. But I have to leave you 2 days if that happens.
Oh, absolutely.
She's FaceTiming me as well.
Yeah, no,
I'm in the middle. And I'm like, all right, I've
Switzerland over there.
Yeah. She is Switzerland. She just stays neutral.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, if we have an argument, I ain't ringing you for 2 days at least.
Yeah, well, don't.
Because you need to process and you need to regroup and you need to realise that you were wrong.
Oh, I knew she was...
always wrong.
Oh, I love these. And I'm going to say it, these motherfuckers who are always, these right fighters. You know what I mean? You're wrong, I'm right. No, you're not, moron. Like, do you know what I mean?
Moron, name by name calling.
No, sorry.
My name calling here. Back it up.
But you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you have to take... I hate those, I'm going to say it. Dickheads that take
on reflection.
Sorry, I just have to get this off my chest.
Is that not a top shelf word?
Sorry, yeah, it could be.
I don't think dickhead. Nah, it's not.
But listen, you know those. I'm gonna say it again. Dickheads that are never wrong. Like, take some accountability.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
what
hold
I mean?
Your hand up.
Like, if
say
you,
sorry.
Yeah, say sorry. Yeah, exactly.
Of course, I don't say sorry. Do be heading.
I don't think you've ever said sorry, Catherine.
I always say sorry.
You never say sorry.
I say sorry as much as I hug.
Okay, so that'd be none. Catching again.
I do say sorry.
Is convinced that she's a hugger. We have to tell her on repeat.
I do say sorry.
You absolutely don't
I'm
say
wrong
sorry.
I say sorry.
You never say sorry. Do I not? Sandra,
no.
She ever said sorry
no.
to you?
Never said sorry to me.
I'm just sorry for not saying sorry.
In
well,
my
that's
whole
good.
Life. We'll take that.
Fuck yeah. off.
We'll
yeah.
take that.
Yeah. High fiving up here. Catching, you never say sorry.
But then I'm obviously never wrong.
I know, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah.
She is that moron. Let's go.
We're going to move on swiftly before she starts apologising for stuff she did to us years ago when she traumatised us. If you're loving this episode or you're just nosy, you can find more of us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe to the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to. Anyway, moving on swiftly. So our limits. What are our limits to growing old?
Oh, I'm not growing old gracefully. I'm sticking needles and pins in any possible place I can.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to?
And I am. And I am in the motions of doing that.
Are you Botoxing yourself to bits?
I'm not Botoxing. Three areas, that's the limit.
But come here. Are you going for more when you get older?
Oh, yeah, definitely. 100%.
Do you not think it looks a bit plastic?
It will look plastic if you make it look plastic. You can get obsessive with it, but you can also
you
be very...
Catch
like
that.
Oh, hello.
Catch and tell everyone about the time I bullied you into getting a lip flip.
Oh, fucking hell. I was like a guinea pig. Get up, sit up this. And before I knew it, I was sitting on the bed like that. And she was like, everyone was like, you know me, needles. And I'm not nervous of needles, but I wasn't like hugging them.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm getting the fucking thing done. And I'm like, if this goes wrong.
It's very
And I'm
sore.
Such a like self-doubter anyway. So if I don't like it.
Oh, I can feel it in my lip now.
Like Daffy Duck, look at myself in the mirror. Didn't give a shit. You get it. Come on, you get it. Have a go.
So can I ask, had you had it already?
Absolutely not.
Oh, so you put her up there.
Yeah.
Well, them lips, you don't need a mean lip flip. Let's
oh,
be honest.
I can't wait to get me on the fucking tea.
Oh, it's great though. Not that you've like, ever experienced
like a little
it.
School child, my legs dangling, sitting there, shitting.
Yeah, but were you happy with it?
Well, I couldn't do
you
this.
You can't, can you?
I couldn't suck my lips together.
No, you can't do. When you put your lipstick on, my lip...
Lip
let you blend your lipstick
well,
in.
Well, I'm going to be one of those. I am going to be sucked and tucked within an inch of my life.
Yeah,
I'm going to be that granny. You know, you see out on a Saturday with a little glitzy top.
No, you're not.
Something about me.
Yeah.
No, you're not mutton. That's verging on mutton.
Mutton.
You can't
dress
be doing that. You can't be doing that.
I'm not letting you do that as a sister.
No.
That ain't happening.
But come here and I tell you. If I want to be Botox, like I remember going in and getting Botox done first of all, right? And I was like, I want to be, this is exactly what I said. I want to be like a cat.
You did not, did you?
And they went, what? And I went, I want to be like a cat. And they went, absolutely not. And I went, okay. I was like, I want to be like frozen. And they were like, no. Thank God that I got the right person to look after me.
Yeah. We need a little bit of naturalism here.
A little bit of movement.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but what is the story with, and with the Botox that I'm sure we can get people to come in and tell us, shiny forehead Botox. I'm not here for that.
Runway, it looks like.
I think it's, is it not the products they're using?
It looks like you had to get a bang of a frying pan.
Yeah,
there.
No. It's like, it's so far back, isn't it? It's like there and this is just like shine.
Yeah.
Not into that. No.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
Well, listen, when I'm older, I'm okay with being that granny in the little glitzy top. They're not going to be wearing micro minis or anything like that.
No.
Not unless I still have a good set of pins. But I am going to be that person that wants to hang around with their kids and will...
I don't understand
do that.
Why?
No,
the kids are not your mates.
You had your life. You lived your life.
Your kids don't want to hang around with that man.
Sandra, I am sound as a pound. Why wouldn't you want to hang around with me?
You think you killed, man. No, you need to take it down a peg or two.
The kids live their own life and you do you.
When your kids are out clubbing, do you think you're like, Oh, come on, ma.
Listen.
Give it over.
If I walk
in. She's
going to walk in with a face like that, the mini ups to that, and they're going to be going, oh, Jesus.
And the friends are going to be like, your ma's real cool.
No, they're going to be like, I don't know her. I don't know her. Who's she? They are going to blank you straight away.
So let's just say, hypothetically, I'm strolling into a nightclub, living my best life.
There'll be no nightclubs.
No nightclubs.
Well, whatever, pubs, whatever these young guns are doing nowadays.
They'll be all online.
Right?
They'll be all dancing in their own bedrooms online. Disco.
And then you look over and you see our kids. Do you leave or do you stay?
You back the fuck out of there.
You're going in the first place.
You're going in the first place. What are you going to a little kid's disco for?
Okay, for starters, not a kid's disco. You could be in a pub or a club, right? So I'm just telling how I feel. I walk in and I see my kids. I'm like, ah, what's the story? Sambucas, let's go. What's wrong with you two?
No, Olive.
That's wrong on all levels.
If you used to want to be at home with your little headscarves and your knitting needles.
How old you want to be when your child is doing that for a start?
The kids live their own life with their own. They don't need a man hanging off their coattails.
Scarlet for you.
I could bust a few moves now and a butter.
And that's fantastic.
You're going to have pains in your knees.
Not with your kids and in your ankles.
You're going to get down. Slut drop down, you'll never get back up again.
I won't have real knees. It's all going to be plastic.
She'll be on the floor like someone lift her up.
So when I do a little drop, I get back up you. I'm telling you. I can't wait for you, embarrassed to life, your kids.
I'm actually feeling embarrassed.
So you're not buying rounds of Zambuca, no?
Not with you.
Not with you, not with my kids.
So your kid knocks on your door and is like, come here, man, book an Ibiza. And you're like, oh my God, what time are we going?
See, I don't get that. She wants to go to Ibiza with our kids.
No, you're not going. Scarlet for you now.
You're not going. I'm not letting you get on that plane. I'm not letting you go on that plane. It's not happening.
Your daughter's not going to want to be with you anyway.
She will.
No, she won't. You're under a really bad illusion here.
Some people I know have a brilliant time with their kids.
Yeah, they do.
In Ibiza.
In different settings.
Ibiza, baby.
No. No.
No, it's not happening.
No. Give them the moment. Give them the time.
Let them do their own thing.
So,
yeah, I'm buying you a pair of knitting needles.
I don't want knitting needles.
I'm buying you knitting needles.
So come here.
A few patterns.
If you walked in and you saw your kids, you wouldn't be like, oh, what's the story? You would live.
You see, I'm at the age that I'm going through that at the moment.
Yeah.
And I've been out and had a few drinks with them.
Yeah.
And that's grand.
You haven't been slut dropping with them, though, have you?
No.
Exactly.
But I do find myself looking at him and giggling to myself going, he's gas.
Yeah.
But you're going to be older.
She wants to go to the after party.
No, you're not going. She's not bringing you.
I am the party.
Oh, no, Olive, you need to relax
yourself. By the time she comes around,
I think we need a little conversation.
Take it down a notch.
A hell of a notch.
So am I allowed to have the glittery, sparkly top now?
No. Age appropriate.
Like a disco ball. No.
Right, so you're in the nightclub. Okay.
What age are we in this nightclub? No, 60
right,
odds? Nightclub.
Right, no, listen. Okay. Let me swerve it around.
Please
here.
Do.
Okay. What are the limits to public shows of affection in a pub when you're older, let's say?
There's none.
For example, you're not in a nightclub scenario. You're having a few drinks with your kids.
Discotheque.
You know. And next of all, you and your husband have a little kiss, a little wearing. The kids are there. No, we're not doing that.
No, are you doing that?
Why would I not do that?
Do you do it now?
I love love.
We all love
all love love, but you're wearing in front of the kids.
I wouldn't say full on wearing.
Well, there you go. No, you're not doing that.
You get a few and you're like, ah, jeez, little smoochy.
Little
for that. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
So you're telling me that there's a limit to a kiss now. You can't even give your husband...
Olive, there's no limit to affection with your husband. But if you're sitting
in public.
A nightclub, as you're saying, and your kids are there, you're telling me you're going to be that couple wearing the face off your husband at 60 in the corner?
Olive,
I'm actually, my mind's blown.
Handbag open.
Like, it's blown. I'm learning so much on this fucking
Botox
podcast. It's unreal.
Listen, all I'm
nothing
saying...
to be moving. David, you know the walk. She was just sitting there like that.
You're going to beat me your lips. I
can't even get my tongue out.
No, it's not happening.
I'm very happy.
Come here.
I'm going to get you embarrassed from every nightclub.
I'm not saying I'm going to
embarrass your kid. Listen. Embarrass yourself.
embarrass
your husband.
I'm embarrassed now.
I'm fucking embarrassed for you.
I'm not saying that I'm going to take out a knife and fork because they're eating the face off him.
Well,
calm,
that's what
it
sounds like. That. He's going to have to eat you because your face is not going to move.
I just got... what a face off that. And I get all that surgery done.
You're fucking milking me over here.
I'll be sitting...
Your eyes will be up there.
I'll be talking down my ear.
She won't be able to afford to go to nightclub because it'll be all in her face.
But I'm just saying when you're out, like, you know the way, you're sitting there with couples, maybe a little hand on the leg or... No.
No.
Do you know what I think is hilarious here? We've been out so many times. I've never once seen her wearing a husband or put her hand on his leg. Nothing like that.
Are you building up to, are you, this is what change in life?
I just want to show, I suppose. Like, not show. I don't want to feel like, oh God, if I'm out, and the next time I'm out with you, I'm going to ate the face off my husband. I'm going to make it so inappropriate.
I'm going to be looking at everybody looking at you going,
no, do you know what I'm going to be looking at? Him going, what the fuck are you
I'm
doing?
Take a photograph.
Back off.
I just think you are a real prout.
Do you know what I can't get? I have a vision in my head now and I can't get out.
Sorry,
it's time and place for all that shit. It's not in a public bar where people are going to have a nice drink. You're going to make people vomit.
Come here, I'm not saying bumping and grinding. Calm down.
No, you're saying
you two are to giving you the whole body a wobble. Never mind your head a wobble.
You're wearing your husband in the corner.
I just said, what were the limits?
And your kids are
there. I was just saying, what were the limits? Like, where are their limits? Can you do a little sneaky?
Yeah, there is limits. No, you can't. 100%.
No little sneaky wear.
No.
No.
I don't want to see that.
Even without tongues.
No.
Jesus, no.
Especially if your kids are doing your 60, your face ain't moving.
What are your kids going to do in front of you if you're doing that in front of them?
I'm scared. Give over, will you? That's what he'd be saying.
So that would make you feel awkward.
Yeah, I'm not going out with her ever again. No. I'm not going out with you ever again.
Never.
Done. I'm done.
Well, I mean, there could be people listening to this saying, I'd actually have no problem. Love, embrace it.
Do you know what? Okay, well, here we go then. So if you're out and you see a couple and they're giving it, don't you say, get a room.
Do you know what I'm thinking? Couple goals. Like, I love to see an older granny and granddad and all kissing couple and holding hands.
Oh, I love to see a granddad holding hands. Yeah, but the granny and granddad aren't in the discotheque.
No, I know, but I'm at the moving from the discotheque, which is now which is now the pub, Sandra.
She's in public place. With a headscarf.
So are you as put off by public shows of people? No, let's take me out of the scenario. Like, do public shows of affection make you feel uncomfortable? Because
Time and place for it.
Because I think there's a time and place.
Like, what are you going to do if someone's swapping spit standing beside you?
Hello.
Oh my God.
You're looking around.
Excuse me.
Do you ever be out with that couple? Have you ever been out with that couple?
Yeah, it's fairly awkward.
Literally.
And you're not going out with them again.
Ain't the face off each other.
Exactly. No,
I'm not saying that was going to be me.
No, that's what you
backtracked.
That's exactly what you
said. You were going down that road, Olive, and we've now gladly steered you off that road, I hope.
Yeah, I know, but maybe I'm just a good kisser and you two aren't.
Well, when your face is Botox, the fuck, you're not going to be
that. Yeah, it might be.
You might have a point there.
You might have a point there.
That was a big statement there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a huge statement.
But come here, I have been out with couples and they are literally, you know, touchy feely, rubbing up and down.
Are we hating it?
Are we approaching it?
No, it's not to do with me, but no.
Do you feel that you have to give your husband a little rub?
No.
Do you not feel that your husband feels a little bit left out?
No.
I'm happy about feeling left out. Feel whatever you
FOMO
want.
FOMO again.
Just don't feel me.
We don't do FOMO.
So, like, if you're sitting there and they're having, you know, they're giving this little weird little rub, little da-da-da-da-da, are you like Stone Cold Steve Austin not moving?
No, but I'm not going to jump on board and go, oh, because you're doing it, I'm going to do it. No, I ain't doing that.
I think
so. Who looks like the dickhead then? We
come
do.
Come over and did that. I'd be like, for one,
my husband be going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So what do you do? Do you just do everything in private?
Not in private, but you're doing the comfort of your own home.
I feel sorry for your husband. Time.
I can't wait.
My heart is broke for your husband.
Ah, no, they're fine. Don't be worried about it. They're grand.
They're okay.
They're probably on the same wavelength as us.
No, they're not.
Ah, they are.
Everyone loves a little rub.
I hate rubs.
In the comfort of your own home, not in the discotheque.
I'm not doing rubs.
Right, so we understand you. Okay, so let's take the husbands and partners out of the scenario, right? What if you're out and you're with your girls and you're having a ball and a fella comes over and he's giving you the, you know, the eagle eye and you're thinking, oh, geez, now, are you into chat blinds or not?
No. Knock it down straight away. Straight away. Why are you letting them carry on?
Or I'm here for chapline. Give it to me.
Not a hope.
No, dope.
No, dope. A chapline's this day and age.
Right, catch
him. Over.
Some fella comes over to you and he gives you a cracker of a chapline. Are you not thinking, oh, geez, I still have it. The single people want me.
What I'm thinking is, he's taking me, my husband, my three kids, and my mother-in-law.
Yeah, fuck off. That's what you're saying.
Have you got room for us all?
Fuck off.
Because it comes prepared as a package. Sorry. Anyway, some fucker comes over to me.
Can you not see the rock on
my
finger?
I'd be like, nah, you're having a laugh, mate, because that's what I'd be thinking.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, fuck that shit. I think
if
you're going to promote, if you're going to let that happen, then you're opening yourself into a whole different world there.
You're fucking leading somebody on when you're married. No.
Or do you ever get when someone chats? No. Do you ever get when someone chats you up and they're in bits and you're like, "Are you for real?
Do you?" Well, you don't get to the stage of chat.
Is it all I can attract?
Yeah. Is this all I get? Like, at what stage did you think that we were in the same lane? Like, I remember being out before, right, and coming back from the toilet, and I was actually out with my husband, and some fella come over and said something, and my husband says, "Jeez, Oliver, if that's the type of men you are attracting, you're not doing well with me."
You're punching.
I remember being out and we were standing looking at a dance floor. Two blokes come up over to me and my husband's.
Stop.
And asked both of us, tipped us, and I was like, "What does that fucking say for me?"
Jesus.
Oh, catch him, what did they say?
They were trying to shut us up, and when we turned around.
For a foursome?
No, they thought he was a girl.
They thought he was a girl. I remember that.
No.
Yeah. I've been chatted by a lesbian.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's grand.
Yeah, I took a compliment at that. That was fine.
Come here. Anyone that chats me up, I'm taking compliments for.
Yeah.
But come here. I would be very offended if, you know, imagine you're out with your husband or your wife or whatever and someone comes over and is like, "Oh, do you want to jump in and have a threesome?"
No, thanks.
And they don't ask you?
Oh, Scarlett.
Oh,
I'd have to say to
that
them.
That wouldn't happen.
They don't, Sandra. They don't go over and ask you, "Do you want to?"
No one's going to come and say, "Hey, do you want a threesome?" But he can't come. That's not
going to
happen.
It's your partner.
Sorry, excuse me for a minute. Just speaking to them.
I'd love people sending an email saying, "No, that's actually happened to me."
He can sit in the corner and watch.
Oh, stop.
But what did you just say?
He can sit in the corner and watch, but he can't take part.
But, like, wouldn't you be in? Oh, what if you're out with a group of friends and one of your friends is asking, you haven't been asked? Would you be like, "Oh my God, I'm weak. Like, what's wrong with me?" Or would you be like,
"I'm delighted. High five, I wasn't asked."
Really?
I'm giving off them vibes. Don't come near me to ask me either.
No.
You are very unapproachable when you're out. Like, I'm all, no, yous are.
Do you reckon?
No, I've been out with Catherine and someone asked her a question. It's looked like, okay, for starters.
Maybe I can't hear them. It's too loud music.
She's thinking in her mind, what do they want from me?
Exactly.
They're trying to rob me.
Yeah, just.
And then I've been out with you. Sandra, I know you're giving these vibes. I'm not interested. You are loving life.
Not a hope.
You are, Sandra.
Not a hope.
You are. You're all like, "I'm sorry, can't hear you. What? Say that again."
That's where I go, is it?
Whereas I'm just
sorry.
Like, give it to me. Shoot from. And then I actually love when things like that happen, because the next day I go home to you and I'm like, "Come here, wait, I tell you. This cracker. I went to hear this statement," and I would have the yaps about that and be like, "Now this fucker thought he was in me lane. I'm disgusted if that's the type of men I'm." You know what I mean? Like, I think chat up lines are hilarious. Like,
they're out though. They're old school.
I know. But that leads on to the subject. Are you approachable? Do you have an approachable face when you're out? I do, because I'm a smiler. I love being, I don't give a shit where I am. Don't keep laughing at me, because I love it. This is my ideal night out. Good music, couple of vodka and Red Bulls, you hit me up with Beyonce, I'm living my best life, and I am having the time in my life.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, but you two, on the other hand.
So we obviously stand in the corner and do a two-step.
I just stand there looking
at the wall. Don't come near me.
No, yous are not approachable. If some poor fella came up and was like, "Come here," yous are like, "No, Sandra, I don't think you are."
I think I am.
But Katrin, you definitely are. You think they're trying to rob your handbag.
Well, yeah.
But they probably did in the past. Coats,
bags, hats, the lot.
They did in the past.
Yeah. Catching gets stolen from. Yeah,
I
did.
That's what happens. I get robbed.
I get robbed.
That means that a coat got robbed.
What happened when you let a coat?
Oh, this fucking.
I went to a party, put the coat down. It was quite a long coat. It was a Mac. Actually, they're back in fashion. I must wear it again. I put it on against the wall. And at the end of the night, there was a kissogram or whatever it was. I seen him walking out with a coat. And I said, "That's very like my coat." Thought no more of it. And I was pregnant at the time. I wasn't drinking. And I ended up having to drive to the George to get the coat back off him. He wasn't there. He was gone to the chantry or the early house.
Who told you he was gone to George?
The bouncer.
Oh, God.
I went up, "Out here. Excuse me, it's such and such here." "No, he's not here. He's just left. He's gone over there." Back into the car with the three drunk people that I was bringing home in the car, over across the bridge, put the car outside and walked straight in. Because I knew that no one's going to say anything to a pregnant girl. It was like
what
half two in the morning.
Yeah. Tell us.
He was gone to the early house and I couldn't get in, so I got his phone number and rang him. "You have me coat.
Look at the thing.
I got a phone number back.
And I rang him.
And I want a client."
And what did he say?
"Oh, Jesus, I thought it was mine." "No, you didn't think it was yours. It's a long leather Mac. You don't go with a Mac and leave without it."
Yeah.
You had him hook, line and sinker.
Oh, gone. No, got her back. Knocked on his door.
Did you clean it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Did he clean it?
Yeah, it was cleaned.
Like, as in, like, the
dry cleaned.
Dry cleaned with tag and all that?
Yeah.
How many days was it before you got the coat back?
5 days. Oh, 100%. He was told.
And did he apologise? Did he, like, "Oh, I'm really sorry about that"?
But there was nothing he could do. I knew where he lived. I had his phone number.
Do you reckon he made a mistake?
Banged his phone over. He didn't answer his phone for a whole day. he was in the pub and he was obviously went home or whatever.
No, but you reckon he made him say, do you think he thought it was his?
How can you say, you don't take up a leather coat and put it on you and then go home and go,
well,
you
wouldn't be bringing it to dry cleaners, which I'm very sorry about, that hate spotless.
Oh yeah, God. I want to clean it because I don't know what he's been doing with it or Jesus. Where it was. He'd gone from the George to the Chancery. Don't know where he was going to be in after that.
Oh God, no.
Clean and I tell you, what a person to rob a coat.
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't.
Yeah.
No. So like, yeah, she got someone comes over to me, I'm thinking,
Is that because you're past? So people don't chat you up, they just want to rob you.
Yeah, exactly. She's got that rob me face. Yeah. Please rob me. I need to run around the house. I need to run around the streets to get my stuff back. That's what she is.
Yeah. Yeah, but fair play to you, you know, doing that, because a lot of people have just been like, it's gone, it's done.
No, was that co? Good. Wasn't happening.
It was good. Still got that leather coat.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Don't get Lendaval.
No, I won't. If I do, I'll try cleaning.
Don't get Lendaval.
Imagine catching knocking on your door. Give me a coat. Like, I know that's the calm, cool
and
version.
I was out of that pregnant. So it wasn't like a meek little knock. It was a bang, bang, bang. I know where you live. Give me my coat.
Ah, yeah, you'd be scared of the fucking
Oh, I'm
bang.
So sorry. Yeah, you want to be.
The pit bull's on the other side.
Ooh. So if you're going to chat Catherine up on a night out, just tell her, your opening line is, I don't want to rob you.
I don't want to rob you.
Yeah.
I come in peace.
Yeah, yeah. And then she'll kind of batten down those hatches and she'll be like, right, okay. She will be nice and soft and she'll let you give the chat up line.
And I'm all about chatting.
Oh, okay.
And I might even hug.
Can't wait to see that one. Can't wait to see that one.
Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. I am glad that I have known your limits, because that has taught me loads. So what yous are saying is, yous are not letting me go to Ibiza. Yous know I'm going to be plastic and yous are going to step in because my limits are just too far.
Oh, you're not getting on the
100%,
plane.
100%, it's not happening.
You ain't getting on the plane. If I go to Dublin Airport and stop you, that's going to happen.
Well, the limit of this podcast is now over.
Thank God.
And I have to say, I've learned loads about myself, the do's and don'ts, and I've learned loads about yours.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Well, that's a wrap. And if you love this episode, go on and follow us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe on the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.